Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
9 o'clock, and we'll be doing a rebroadcast on Saturday. And my co-host and partner in crime, Mr. $2 Bill Josh, will be joining us for that broadcast. So glad that you could join today here in Central Indiana, approaching the end of August. Labor Day's on the way. NHRA is coming to Indianapolis. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about, boys and girls, just when you thought that Peyton Manning was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, well, surprise, he is no longer the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Michael Vick, quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, as most of you know, Michael Vick is pretty much known for his tenure with the Atlanta Falcons, and then his fall from power, if you will, as the godfather of dogfighting, we'll call it, and spent a few years in the federal penitentiary to be released under the mentorship of Tony Dungy and to sign a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. Today, we'll give you a chance. We'll see what we think about you. Well, today, the Philadelphia Eagles showed much, much love to Michael Vick, their newfound quarterback, their diamond in the rough. They basically said, hey, we're going to set you up with $100 million. That's right, boys and girls, you heard it right. Michael Vick gets $100 million from the Philadelphia Eagles. $40 million of that is absolutely guaranteed. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to get on one of my tyrants. I certainly want to save something for my tyrant on the balance gridiron. But come on, let's look at this realistically. Michael Vick, $100 million, with $40 million of that being guaranteed, all I could say is this is obviously insane. You know, one part of me says, congratulations, Michael Vick. You were able to sell yourself in such a magnificent way that you get yourself $100 million. The other part of it, I want to ask the Philadelphia Eagles, shake them by the collar, say, what were you thinking? Of course, it's a private business. And you've heard me say on this show many, many times that they're a private business. They can do what they want with their employees. And Michael Vick is one of their highest paid employees at this point. So from that aspect of it, they can do whatever they want. It's their team. And I'm sure that there are many people that might not necessarily agree with me. But I the way I look at it is it's their team. They can do what they want. Now, that said, we've got Michael Vick, who served 19 months in the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth, Kansas, on a felony dogfighting charge before joining the Philadelphia Eagles. He was a third-string quarterback 2 years ago and signed one of the richest contracts in the NFL history today. Okay? Now, let's break that down. Let's dumb that down for us novice who are just scratching our heads or other parts of our body saying, what can I do to earn $100 million? All I could say is, this, like I said, this is obviously insane. He only played 12 games last year. This is like going on your second date and asking the girl to marry you. I mean, she's just going to look at you like you're nuts. But, hey, he was able to pull it off. And, you know, Michael Vick, when he was with the Atlanta Falcons, was a twice Pro Bowl quarterback and before he went to prison. I mean, I don't know. Are we paying him $100 million based on the quarterback that he once was or the quarterback that he is today? I guess that's my biggest question. I mean, I'm all for a private business making a private business decision to pay whoever they want to pay to do whatever they want to do, as long as it's legal, ethical, and moral. But let's look at it like this. If you're a business owner and you're going to spend $100 million over the next 6 years and you're going to guarantee somebody $40 million, let's look at it like this. Is that a timely investment? Is that something that you could do now? Were they trying to say, okay, now, Michael Vick, we've got you no matter what? Because here's what happened. We all know Michael Vick is very, very prone to injury. Michael Vick, who knows? I mean, I'm not a Vick hater. I'm not bashing Michael. I'm not hating him for his ability to make $100 million over the next 6 years, $40 million of that being guaranteed. What I'm asking the Philadelphia Eagles is, has he proven to you that he's a quarterback that's worth $100 million? Let's look at it like this. We probably got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time right here in Indianapolis, number 18, Peyton Manning. Didn't get $100 million. And you're talking about paying a quarterback $100 million over a course of 6 years now. Now, I don't know how much of that is real money, and I haven't seen the breakdown of the contract as far as incentives and, you know, signing bonuses and all of that. But the bottom line is there's a contract out there for $100 million going to a guy that I just don't know that he's completely proven himself as to being worth $100 million. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that he shouldn't get $100 million. Heck, if somebody offered me $100 million, I would show up for work every single day, no doubt about it. So we do want to hear your thoughts. Give us a drop us a line on the Balance website. We're going to have a blog posted later today or tomorrow about Michael Vick. Post your comments on there on our Facebook page. And by the way, if you're not a Facebook fan, it's real simple. Just search The Balance on Facebook and hit like. If you're not following us on Twitter, it's very, very easy. T Balance, capital T, Balance. It's real easy to find us. And if you're not downloading those off of iTunes, that's free. Well, I'm telling you what, you need to be doing it. And go to iTunes, search podcasts. We're free. Just search The Balance Blog Talk Radio, which is where you're at right now, Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you could join myself, El Presidente, Tom Marquis, as we wrap up what has happened over the last 24 hours in sports. And one of the things that certainly happened is Michael Vick has signed a $100 million contract. Now, Vick isn't the only one who will benefit from this contract. obviously, he still owes creditors in his bankruptcy case $19 million. And that's according to Miami businessman Joseph Lewinsky. The man in charge of paying back creditors in Vic's bankruptcy, Lewinsky told ESPN, it's outside the line that if Vic earns the full $100 million over 6 years, those creditors should get paid off in full. But Vic simply gets the guaranteed money in the deal. Those creditors will likely not get completely repaid. This was a move by the Philadelphia Eagles to show faith and confidence in Michael Vick and to show them that they support him and they want to get all of this done and behind him. Okay, I'm for that. But there again, let's just look at the fact that $100 million is a lot of money. Any which way you slice it, horizontally, diagonally with the fine tooth, whatever, any way you want to look at this, $100 million is a lot of money. Now, Michael Vick became the Eagles' backup quarterback when they traded down from Donovan McNabb to the Vikings after the 2009 season, and they became the starter last September after replacing an injured Kevin Call. He was named the NFL quarterback player of the year. I'm sorry, the NFL comeback player of the year in 2010 after winning 8 of 11 starts, throwing a career-high 21 touchdown passes and rushing for 9 more. The Eagles retained his rights by signing him to a 1-year $16 million franchise tag, but this new contract does run through 2016. A lot of people might say that this is a great success story. A lot of people might say this is a great redemption story. I'm just saying he became the first player in NFL history to sign more than a $100 million contract in his career. On December 23, 2004, the Falcons on their way to the NFC Championship game, when they lost to the Eagles, Vic signed a 10-year deal worth $130 million, but he played only 30 that deal before legal problems certainly put him in the slammer there. So, yes, Vic has had his problems. I'm not a Vic hater. I'm not a Michael Vick basher. What I am saying is to the Philadelphia Eagles, you're paying somebody $100 million, in my mind, is to a quarterback that can't play. At least $100 million worth of football. If I'm Peyton Manning, if I'm Tom Brady, if I'm Drew Brees, I'm holding my hand out saying, where's my money? You're going to pay Michael Vick this kind of money? Where's my money? I don't think that Michael Vick could play the brand of football that he used to could on the run, at least not without putting himself in harm's way. And he had to miss 3 games with a rib injury. This is almost predestinated with – this is going to happen with Michael Vick. Sometime over the next 6 years, Michael Vick is going to be put out, injured, or is going to be on the sidelines. Do you want a $100 million quarterback on the sidelines? I wouldn't. If I was a team, if I was an NFL team owner, I certainly wouldn't want that. But I tell you what, for whatever reason, Michael Vick made it happen. Obviously, he's going to get rich. I'm sure his agent is going to get very rich or with whatever percent set that he gets. Anyway, any percent that you get of $100 million, even if it's 1%, that's a pretty good chunk of change. Well, tell you what, we're going to be right back. And when we get back, we're going to break down some of the energy that's happening right here in Indianapolis at Lucas Motor Speedway in West Motor Raceway. I know the name has changed, guys, and I apologize for that. But nonetheless, the NHRA is here in town, and they'll be here this weekend. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about that.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com. Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours
using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of speed racing going on at the Lucas Oil Raceway in Indianapolis, just west of Indianapolis in Claremont. And it's NHRA will be in town for the finals, NHRA finals. And let me tell you this, guys, if you do not follow racing and you don't know much about racing, let me tell you this. The Mad Tools U.S. National is the world's largest drag race. To put it in perspective, it's like the Brickyard, it's like the Indy 500, all wrapped up into one. It's the World Series, the Super Bowl, name it what you want, of drag racing. NHRA, also coming up this Friday's racing at Mack Tools U.S. National, presented by Lucas Oil, will give a special thank you to all of our military. So if you're in the military, they want to say thank you that you have bravely served our country. The NHRA will offer free general admission tickets to both active duty and retired military for the Friday night qualifying session during the Mack Tools U.S. National presented by Lucas Oil at Lucas Oil Raceway in Indianapolis on September 2nd. The Friday night qualifying session at the Mack Tools U.S. Nationals is one of the highlights of the weekend, and this is the first time the NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Series teams will take the track to attempt to qualify for the race. I'm going to tell you what, guys, if you have, or girls, if you have never been to the Mack Tools U.S. National, you don't listen. Just put it this way. If you've got your pacemaker, you might want to check with your doctor because your chest is going to be vibrating something fierce. To give you an idea, I tell you what, it is really a fantastic event. Lucas Oil Raceway does a great job of putting on events, as obviously as we know through NASCAR and USAC. But the Mack Tools U.S. Nationals will be here this weekend, and this is a Labor Day weekend. It's holiday weekend. No excuse not to go out there and check that event out. Throughout the years, fans at Lucas Oil Raceway have been cheered on, have cheered on drag racing immortals like Shirley Mulloway, Bob Gilden, Big Daddy Don Gilbus, the Mongoose, the Snake, just to name a few. So make sure that you check them out. You can certainly check out their website and just go to www.lucasoilraceway.com. All the information's right there for you for the Mack Tools U.S. National at Lucas Oil Raceway. And, of course, the balance will be covering that as well. Another exciting thing, the balance will be covering this weekend. The balance will be at the Purdue Middle Tennessee game. Myself and $2 Bill Josh are going to head up to West Lafayette, Indiana, to cover that game for our Balance fans and our website. And then we're going to turn around and we're going to drive to downtown Indianapolis to Lucas Oil Stadium when Indiana University takes on the Ball State Cardinals. It's going to be a doubleheader for myself and $2 Bill Josh. That's why we are going to be taping the Balance Gridiron on Thursday to run from from 7 to 9 p.m. You want to hear it live, and then we're going to be rebroadcasting it Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You never know who might call in to the Balanced Gridiron and talk some college football, some NFL Colts, or what have you. Last week we had from Hometown Sports Indiana, we had Greg Regstraw. We've had Jason Hammer of the Hammer and Nigel Show on. Obviously, Gary Snyder of the Gary Snyder Show. So we've got a lot of people that have called in, and we will always absolutely will have an exciting guest panel to call in the Balanced Gridiron. It's a great time to jump on board with us. Again, guys, go to our Facebook page. If you're not a fan of our Facebook, just go there, www.facebook.com. If you're on Facebook, you should be on Facebook. If you're not, if you're not, I just want to know, where in the world are you? You're not a sports fan in 2011 if you don't have Facebook. But if you do have Facebook, go to Facebook. Find our Facebook page. Just search The Balance. Hit like. We'd love to have you. Also, follow us on Twitter, T-Balance. Real easy to find. And also, you can download all of our archive shows on iTunes. Or just simply go to our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Well, guys, it's been a great season, some exciting things going on in football, like we just talked about. Michael Vick signing a $100 million contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. About $40 million of that is guaranteed. So, we talked a little bit about that. Another thing I want to talk a little bit about here tonight on the wrap-up is the Texas A&M issue. Texas A&M denies that it sends the letter to inform the Big 12 that they are leaving. Is Texas A&M leaving the Big 12? That's a question that everybody wants to know. Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton had a phone conversation with Missouri Chancellor and Big 12 Conference Board Chairman Brady Deaton on Monday night about his university's desire to withdraw from the conference. A Big 12 source confirmed, and they confirmed it to ESPN, Joe Schnott, on Tuesday. Texas A&M could formal written letter of departure as early as this week. The source said that the only holdups are threats of litigation by the Big 12 members and need to clarify the exit fees. The New York Times, however, said the story and posted it on its web Monday night that Lofton sent a letter out to inform the league that it was leaving. Texas A&M denied that report, saying Tuesday that it has not sent a letter of withdrawal to the Big 12. Well, that just brings us again to another question. Obviously, Colorado and Nebraska's left. Nebraska's joined us here in the Big 10. It's really going to be – obviously, they're going to come into the Big 10, and they're going to dominate the Big 10, I would think. I don't think there's too many people that's going to disagree with me that Nebraska's going to come into the – and really shake up some trees, which isn't good for teams like Indiana University and Northwestern. Now, going back to the Texas A&M story, when Colorado and Nebraska left the conference last year, they paid about half of what the Big 12 could have contended that they owed upon leaving the conference. And Texas A&M would be like similar treatment. So here's the thing. We've got so many shake and bakes going on. I think there's going to come a time we're not going to have the Big Ten, we're not going to have the Big 12, the PAC, the SEC. We're just simply going to have East and West. And I could be completely wrong about that, but I would love to hear your thoughts. We're going to post a blog about this as well, so go to there and put a comment on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. And, hey, guys, here's the thing. If on Twitter, you are totally out of the loop when it comes to the Balance, because the Balance tweets pretty much all day long. We tweet, we retweet, and we want to get your tweet. So send us a tweet to T-Balance. Get on Twitter. It's real simple. And follow T-Balance, The Balance. We'd love to have you as a follow. Also, go to our Facebook page. Just go to Facebook, search The Balance. You can find us right there. Myself, $2 Bill Josh. We'll always love to have you. Of course, our quasi-co-host or what have you, Mr. Gary Snyder of The Gary Snyder Show. And I tell you what, if you go to his page as well, and I'll have it linked on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com, and hit like on his page, and also hit like on 21st Century Firearms. I'm going to tell you what, guys, you've got yourself an opportunity to win some money there. So make sure you check out their fan page, and just go to www.thegarysnydershow.com. And I'll tell you what's great about Gary Snyder, and you'll be able to hear him Thursday on the Balance Gridiron. And he's always it's a great pleasure to have him call in. And his show deals with everything from politics to sports to pop culture. He gets on with us and talks sports with us as well. So it's always a good time to have him on. I'm going to tell you what, this Balance Gridiron show is probably the best thing since peanut butter and jelly. There's no doubt about it. If you're not listening to the Balance Gridiron, our two-hour showcase show every week, well, then you're just missing the boat. You're only eating the appetizers. You're not eating the full meal. Come join us for a full meal, appetizer, main course, and dessert. I'll tell you what, it's a great time. Thursday night, from 7 to 9 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, make sure that you get all of our archive shows off of iTunes. You can listen to all of our old shows on The Balance, www.thebalanceonline.com. Well, guys, hey, that's going to do it for me. I flew solo. $2 Bill Josh has other obligations. He is going to join us again on Thursday. You have been wrapped up on The Balance.